straw, the shakiest house you ever saw. He should have known that he was wrong. A house of straw can't be too strong. Along came a wolf, as mean as he could be. He said to the pig, he said he,
"I'm a very friendly wolf, please let me in."
"Not by the hair on my chinny-chin-chin."
"Not by the hair on your chinny-chin-chin. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in. And he ate the first little pig. The second little pig built a house of wood, a rickety house that was no good. He didn't use any nails at all. A house like that was bound to fall. Along came the wolf, as mean as he could be. He said to the pig, he said he,
"I'm a very friendly wolf, please let me in."
"Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin."
"Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in. And he ate the second little pig. Was a smart young pig. His wonderful house was strong and big. He wasn't afraid to be alone, because he built his house of stone. Along came the wolf, as mean as he could be. He said to the pig, he said he,
"I am a very friendly wolf, please let me in."
"Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin."
"Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, but he couldn't blow this house in. The walls were strong and the doors had locks, but the mean old wolf was as sly as a fox. The wolf tried all the tricks he knew. He wanted to eat the third pig too. So up to the roof the wolf did climb. He thought he'd get the pig this time. He slid down the chimney, and you know what? He landed in a cooking pot. The third little pig had used